First of all, what evidence is there that we have that dirty money, is being laundered throughout South Florida real estate?
Well, you have to look at the actions of the government, for one. The government has moved to seize 77 properties in criminal forfeitures in Miami-Dade County so far this year. That's more than the 59 all of last year. You can look at some of these cases. Alvaro Lopez Tardon, a Spanish citizen involved in what they allege is the Los Miami drug gang, he was laundering cocaine from South America to Europe. He bought 14 condos in Miami during the last boom from 2001 to 2006, including units in the Related Groups One Miami and then the Mark on Brickell. He owned the penthouse unit in the Continuum on South Beach. The feds allege that all that was bought with cocaine money. He, and in some cases, he had a straw buyer buying it for him and later transferring it to him. Some cases, he bought it through an LLC. And the problem is they really haven't changed the rules with regards to LLCs to spot this kind of activity if you don't use a bank.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the use of limited liability corporations. Billy Corbin, your film Cocaine Cowboys depicted really some of the illicit drug trade, obviously, in the 70s and 80s that fueled some of the real estate boom in the 1980s. What are similarities that you see?
Well, you know, they say the great thing about Miami is it's so close to the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing now. Upwards of 73% of these transactions occurring in cash. You've got 90% of the buyers are foreign. And what we saw in the early 1980s was our number one industry, legitimate industry anyway, was tourism, generating in the area of $8 billion a year. During the same time period, the drug industry was bringing in $10 billion a year. And appropriately, during the Reagan era, it was really a microcosm of trickle-down economics, because that money found its way into literally every facet of our society here right. in Miami. Whether you were legitimately in the drug trade or you were just a car dealer or a jeweler, that money found its way everywhere, particularly to real estate and the development of this community. And I think that's what we're seeing now. Shockingly, 30 years later, we were really on the forefront of the financial disclosure forms, the idea that $10,000 cash suddenly put up red flags and everybody in the country, every federal agency was looking at you. Now you've got 30 years later, these wire transfers, which are not currency, but they're actually not being monitored in any meaningful way.
Brian, talk to about the practicalities of buying with cash, because we're not talking about suitcases full of $100 bills showing up at an attorney's office to sign the deed over when you're talking about buying these condominiums on Miami Beach and elsewhere.
Right. There are a number of ways they're trying to get away with money laundering. One way is a wire transfer from one bank to another. Often it can be from a foreign bank, because remember, foreign banks don't have the same know-your-customer rules United States banks have. If I go into a bank with $2 million and open an account, they're going to say, hey, Brian, where did you get all this money? What makes you so wealthy? You do that in some of these offshore banks, they don't ask you those questions. Now, the OFAC list, which is a list of terrorists and unwelcome nations like Cuba and Iran, they will check wires for that. But if you're a criminal, you get somebody else to be the head of the LLC, or you simply disguise who the head is, and then they might check the OFAC list. It might look clean, and they won't never know you're involved.
Billy, is this a situation, again, of almost a financial don't ask, don't tell, similar to what we saw back in the 1980s? If it smells like it, it looks like it, it probably is. But if there's no paper trail, it's all clean.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And as Peter Zalewski of Condo Vultures once told me, you know, we set the fires down here and up in Washington and Wall Street. They're trying to read the smoke signals of what it is that we're doing. The Florida of today is the America of the future. And the truth of the matter is that we've always subsisted in this town with the next hustle, basically. And that's exactly what this is. I mean, we did such a great job regulating the mortgage industry. In the state of Florida alone, we licensed thousands of convicted felons because we don't want to know where the money's coming from. The money is propping up this economy, so it does no one any good to ask tough questions.